This podcast is sponsored by the book, Positive Humanism, A Primer, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Positive Humanism Storytelling, Crafting Stories for Personal Flourishing. Discover how positive humanism storytelling techniques inspire growth, empathy, and personal flourishing through a secular humanistic lens. How positive humanism shapes the art of storytelling. Hey, I want to share something pretty cool I've been thinking about lately. The way stories can be told not just to entertain, but to lift people up and inspire genuine hope and personal growth. This isn't about syrupy feel-good nonsense, but about something called positive humanism, which blends a secular worldview with humanistic values to help people flourish through storytelling. You know how powerful stories are, right? They shape how we see ourselves and the world. But not every story does that in a positive way. Some leave us feeling scared, hopeless, or disconnected. Positive humanism. Storytelling, however, goes beyond catchy plots and dramatic tension. It serves a bigger purpose. It draws from applied humanistic philosophy and positive psychology to promote resilience, empathy, and authentic personal flourishing. So, what makes these stories different? First off, they center on real human experiences grounded in reason and compassion, rather than relying on supernatural explanations or dogma. Because positive humanism embraces a secular worldview, it invites us to base meaning and morality on human needs and values, not external authorities. This makes stories relatable and empowering to a broad audience. Here are a few key techniques you might find interesting. Focus on growth and transformation. Rather than just throwing characters into endless conflict and despair, positive humanism stories highlight how people overcome struggles through creativity, kindness, and self-awareness. Think of stories where setbacks are real but serve as stepping stones to personal growth. Highlight interconnectedness and empathy. These stories often underscore the importance of our relationships, showing how caring for others and understanding different perspectives enrich our lives. It's not about individual achievement alone, but collective well-being too. Celebrate reason and ethical reflection. Characters are encouraged to think critically, not blindly follow ideology or superstition. Stories modeled on positive humanistic values often depict people wrestling with moral dilemmas in thoughtful ways, which invites listeners or readers to do the same. Ground hope in practical actions. Optimism isn't based on wishful thinking, but on real strategies and efforts that individuals can take to improve their lives and communities. That gives the story weight and direction rather than empty platitudes. Now, why does all of this matter? In today's world, where so many narratives can feel divisive or pessimistic, stories framed by humanistic values offer a refreshing alternative. They encourage us to seek meaning and joy here and now, by developing our potential and caring for each other, without needing religious or supernatural crutches. It's a subtle but powerful shift. Storytelling like this fosters a mindset that blends hope with realism, agency with compassion. It's not just about feeling good emotionally, but building the foundations for lasting personal flourishing. If you want to explore this more, there's a great resource I'd recommend. The book, Positive Humanism, A Primer, by Bo Bennett, PhD. It dives into these ideas with clarity and depth. Whether you're a writer, educator, or simply someone curious about how to live a meaningful life grounded in reason and human values, it's a fantastic starting point. So if you're interested in storytelling that uplifts and inspires through a lens of reason, empathy, and practical optimism, definitely check it out. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It might just change the way you look at stories and maybe even the way you tell them. All right, that's all I wanted to share for now. Thanks for listening to my little ramble about how storytelling and positive humanism link up to help us all live better and kinder lives.